Hallelujah. We thank God for those that were able to get online today. So we speak blessings over your life. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I come before you, Father God, repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, whether it's in my thoughts, my words, my actions or my deeds. Hallelujah. I'm asking the Lord God that you would just, hallelujah, that you would forgive me, Lord, that you created me a clean heart. Hallelujah. And renewing me a right spirit, Lord God. So, Lord, I'm asking that your will be done on today, Lord God. I'm asking not my will, but thine will be done, Father. I'm asking that you would speak through me on today, Lord God, whatever it is that you want for us to know, Lord God. I'm asking that you would send a word, Lord, for you said you've sent your word to heal us, Lord God. And so, Father, we just praise you in advance for your word going forth in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to be, Lord God, in the midst, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Gido Kosaba Shitiga Hindi Andalia Toso. Mande Sekiari Ando Sundi and the Hadia Dosha. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I surrender, Lord God. I surrender this service to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I surrender my entire being to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That your will be done, that you will be glorified, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just begin to thank the Lord where you are. Yes. Thank the Lord for just being God all by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for choosing us to come before your presence on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise. Hallelujah. 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 I'm on a praise of Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him right where you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we praise you, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and bless him, hallelujah. God is worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. 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 You are worthy to be. Hallelujah. You are the
Yandor.
We worship you. We worship you. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We were
worship your name.
Come on and bless him.
Oh, na ya se yando. Na la la ya se yando tonight. We worship you. Tiki,
yeah, yeah.
For you are King of the universe.
Hey, glory.
We worship you, O Lord.
Kianda said the other Lord.
We worship you, O Lord. Jesus,
hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord. Come on and magnify his name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to his name. Come on and exalt his name.
Hey, I told my mind.
For the Lord thy God is worthy. For the Lord thy God is worthy. He's worthy to
be. Come on and praise him.
He's worthy to be praised.
Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Almighty King. We worship you.
Come on and bless him.
Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah. God be the glory forever. 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 God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah.
Come on and bless, come on and bless him, hallelujah. Come on and bless him, hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Worthy is the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Yes, Sabakondasi. Halastita mandalalanya. Kola rabasin yando. Mando holaya suno. Oh, we praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 1. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, creating me a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you to take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me.
Now, Father, I'm asking that you would not allow me to speak what I want to speak on today, Father. But, Father, allow me only to speak what your spirit give me utterance to speak. These and other blessings I ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, Father, first, Father, Lord, I'm asking you to give your people ears to hear what the spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, Lord. I'm asking that you awaken the ears of your people, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know why, but the Lord had me, he's going to have me do this. I don't normally do this, but he told me to stop this now. He was like, introduce myself. This is Apostle George. I am the pastor of this church, We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated, here in Dallas, Texas. He, for some reason, when I was praying, he said, stop and tell the people who you are. And he was like, give them the name of the ministry. We have a website, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. We also are on Facebook up under We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. So, you know I haven't put anything on there recently, but I'm supposed to be going on there and doing some things on there real soon because the Spirit of God, but it is content on there. But there are some things I'm going to add in. But I want to go into the word today. I want to go into the things that God wants us to, he wants us to hear on today. Right before service, God dropped his word in my spirit. Now, I'm different from a lot of other pastors. From the very first day I ever accepted my call to preach, the Lord has done me differently. I don't care how much I pray or if I study the word of God. God, a lot of times, will not give me my word until the last minute. And so, these are the things that he does because I depend on it because I don't want to just give just anything. One of the things I've seen in the church is that a lot of times there is stuff that's been set aside that God is not really seeing for the people in that hour. And the Bible lets us know that the people perish for lack of knowledge. You need a revelatory word for your life.
Yeah.
And so when God is speaking, God is always speaking. I don't care how much people say whatever they want to say. God is not bored of speaking. He speaks. But the problem is we don't stop and listen to hear what he's got to say. And so there is a word for the day. Like I said, we're going to look in Mark chapter 1. And it says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before my face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized in him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And priests saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now I want to do that in another translation. It says, the first words of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And this is in the basic English. Even as it is said in the book of Isaiah the prophet, see, I send my servant before you who will make ready your way. The voice of one crying in the wasteland, make ready the way of the Lord, make his road straight.
Hey.
John came and gave baptism in the wasteland, preaching baptism as a sign of forgiveness of sin for those whose hearts were changed. And there went out to him all the people of Judea and all those of Jerusalem, and they were given baptism by him in the river Jordan, saying that they were sinners. And John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather band about him, and his food was locusts and honey. And he said to them all, there is one coming after me who is greater than I, whose shoes I am not good enough to undo. I have given you baptism with water, but he will give you baptism with the Holy Spirit. And it came about in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was given baptism by John in the Jordan. So God gave me this word. He said, make the path straight, make it ready. And so one of the things that is lacking in the body of Christ today, because we got all this other stuff that's out here floating. Preachers are not making the path straight for the Lord. The come in. God wants the path to be straight for his people in order for them to get forgiveness for their sins and for there to be deliverance. And so we know. We know we're living in an hour where people are not seeking the face of God. They have their own will, and they want their own will. They want things done their way, how they want the way. But the Lord had already promised that he was going to send his messenger before Jesus came on the scene to cry out to the people, you know, hey, make the path straight. You know, for God to be able to come on in, you know, and that path being straight is through repentance. It's through, you know, the through repentance that you may receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah. For you to be baptized, Jesus comes in so you could be baptized by the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, in it, first of all, it's the Holy Spirit that draws you to Jesus anyway.
Yeah.
But then you have to accept Jesus into your heart. And after you accept him into your heart, then you got to accept the Holy Spirit in. Because the world don't know the Holy Spirit. But those who are believers in Jesus Christ know the Holy Spirit.
Yay.
They come into it. You know. So my question is today, do you know the Lord? And a lot of times I listen to people, and again, I can always tell when people study their word and when they don't study their word. Because when I say, do you know the Lord? You know, and you say, or do you know God? People just think that that means just God the Father. But we're talking about God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God too, in case you didn't know that. They're one. They're the Godhead. You know, the scriptures talk about the Godhead. And so when you look at these things and you see him for who he really is, you come to know God. God don't look at things the way we look at things.
Yeah.
There is a great attack on the people of God on this earth. A great attack on those who profess to be Christians. And that attack is Satan don't want any image of Jesus Christ in the earth. He doesn't want a true image of Jesus Christ. And we have been called to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Jesus' image is not what you think. It's not what you put together, what you bring out to be. It's what the scriptures let us know about him. And then when you get to know him farther than just the scriptures and you develop a relationship with him, you'll find out that he's not what most people try to make him out to be. And so God wants his people to make the pathway straight. Why he wanted to make the pathway straight? Lord said, I'm trying to bring my kingdom to the earth.
Yeah.
And my kingdom comes through the earth through you. So my question to you today is, are you a kingdom builder or are you a kingdom tear down? Because there's a lot of people that tear down the kingdom instead of building it. And so, you know, God is like, I'm preparing you. He said, I'm telling you to make the pathway straight. So there's a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. In other words, the voice of one crying in the wasteland. This is a wasteland we in right now. You can't see it. You can't see all the things that's going on. And so then there's a crying out today for us to make ready the way of the Lord, make his road straight. Why? Because we need to experience the realness of who God is. We need to experience, you know, I was listening to somebody the other day. One of the church members was letting me know that one of their relatives had come in contact with Mormons. And I just, you know, for me, I know the Lord personally and I know my word. And so, you know, but I enjoy having contact with them because I like to shut them down. See, you can't come talk to me about a God, and this is the reason why the scriptures tell us that one of the things we're supposed to add to our faith is experience. You need to experience the God that you serve.
Yeah.
And it's very important because, yeah. See, for someone like me that have experienced God, when I've spoken to the elements and the elements had to give way the way they gave way to Jesus Christ, then I know the one I serve is real. So that's why people can't come to me with all kind of mess about who Jesus is and what he ain't and all this. I'm like, talk to the end, because I know him for myself. You know, experiencing him. And so this is what God wants for you.
God wants you to experience him for himself. It's not just for the fivefold ministry. It's for the believer. The scripture says these signs shall follow the believers. They said, the scripture said that they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They talk, it talks about different things that we as believers should experience. You as a believer should be able to speak to creation. Yeah. And it's got to bow down to the God on the inside of you when you are a true believer. See, because a true believer is the one that is going to be transformed into the image of Christ. A true believer is the one that's going to be in the sonship. And so we got a sonship, because the Bible says that the creation groaned for the manifestation of the sonship of God. And so God is saying, I'm trying to get you to understand, to make a path straight so that the sonship can be revealed on the earth.
Yeah.
And it's something about the sonship being revealed. It's something about walking in the Spirit of God that the enemy has to back up. That no matter what's going on, he's got to give way to the God that's on the inside of you. So let's go farther than this. Let's just dig into this more about, he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. You need to get to a point to where you're comfortable with confessing your sins. And so John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Now, this is one reason why they put this out for him, because they wanted you to know that John wasn't dressed up like the Sanhedrin court. You know, his father was part of those people.
Yeah.
His father was a priest. But John wasn't like that. And yet John was the one that was filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all do realize John was the first one filled with the Holy Ghost in the scripture, in the New Testament, for those who don't know that. If you go there, you go look it up, you'll find out that the baby, which was John the Baptist, it got filled with the Holy Ghost. And while he got filled with the Holy Ghost, his mama got filled with the Holy Ghost. And then she gave salutations to Mary to let Mary know that, yeah, what's in your womb is our Savior. You know, and so, you know, you got to understand, hallelujah. The Lord said, tell the people to make way, make the path straight for me to come into their heart. He like, I ain't coming into your heart until you come into the knowledge of the truth of who I am. He said, you got to receive me fully for who I am, not what you want me to be, but what I am. You got to let God do what he want to do when he wants to do it. It's not your will. And the problem is the state of our lives be the way that they are because we want to do things our way. We want to control stuff. We're not the one that's supposed to be in control. God is supposed to be in control. I don't know who it is, but there's a woman on the line. God said, your problem is you always want to control stuff. He said, that's the reason why a lot of different things go on the way it go on. He said, because you will not let me have my way. And he was like, things will change when you realize that you're not the one in control. I don't know who you are, but you got to know who you are. He just told me to tell you that. The spirit of the Lord wants us to make the path straight for him to come in. I want to get into these other scriptures. I'm the Holy Ghost is on me real strong. I'm real hot. Give me a second that I drink some water because my hands is burning. My mouth is burning. My body is burning. The Holy Spirit is moving. So he said, John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance of the remission of sins. Okay, well, I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit said, go back to the point that I was starting out with. He made that reference in there because he wanted you to understand John wasn't apt to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
He was different. The scripture tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. The scriptures let us know that we're peculiar people. And John was very peculiar. If you're somebody that you're like the world, that's the first sign that you have not yielded to God and you've not received the Holy Ghost. One of the signs of being of receiving the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Spirit, he is not a copycat. He's an originator. He's a creator. And because he's a creator, an originator, he begins to give you creativity. He gives you origination. I tell people all this. I'm getting a little bit of my testimony. I tell these people all the time. When I was growing up, I've never been a person that was like into stars and stuff. I don't know why. The only star that I growing up that I happened to just like, and I just liked it, was Michael Jackson. And I think it was because he had a kid-like spirit to me. I don't know if that's what it was. I think that's what it was about him. But I remember I never wanted to idolize anybody that was in Hollywood or who was singers, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I never had that. And I didn't understand the why until I got older. When I got older, you know, my bachelor's is in theater arts. And so when you're in the industry like that, you're going to meet a lot of people that's famous, right? You know, like, you know, a lot of times people be, you know, lifting folks up and they do this. I'm not one of those people. Matter of fact, I would probably embarrass a lot of people who was famous because they could come in the room with me and I would not know who they are. And I really don't care. Not trying to be funny or nothing like that. All I care about is Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm looking for Jesus to come into the room, and I'm looking to lift him up. And I'm looking to be excited about him. I've never been like, so I'm really a person that treats someone on the street without nothing the same way that I would treat the richest person on earth. They're the same to me. There's no difference.
Yeah.
They would get no different treatment from me. And because I'm not a respecter of person. Just like Jesus is not a respecter of person. When you come to know the Lord, but I'm saying, so why God had me like that? He's like, okay, you're gonna be around all these different folks. And I would be around the folks, and a lot of times I'd just be sitting up looking at them because I was full with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Holy Spirit was living in me. And I would just be sitting back looking at them, looking at their life, looking at the things that's going on in their life. And I would be like, Lord, I absolutely do not want no parts of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny. It's not glamorous to me whatsoever. People are looking to have mansions here on this earth. I'm trying to secure my mansion in heaven.
There you go.
Because that's going to be an eternal place. This right here is temporary. And there is a real mansion.
Hallelujah.
You know, for those who have not been able to experience God, you don't know that I've been to heaven. I know what it looks like. And I'm going to tell you that I'm striving to get there. Yes, you might fall, you might make some mistakes, you might sin and come short of glory, but you need to get yourself up and dust yourself off and get back in the face of God. And so, you know, because the Bible says a good man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. So, you know, you're gonna have to get the Holy Spirit said, tell the people I'm coming. He like, I'm coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming. And when he say church, he's not talking about like how this is a ministry and, you know, it's a church, a local church. He's talking about you as an individual. We as individuals are supposed to come become the church. We are the church. And so we're supposed to be able to allow the Lord to shine forth. And I'm trying to get to these scriptures, y'all. But the Spirit of God is on me real strong. Let me see now. Why is it important that he had to sin John the Baptist? Well, he had to prepare the folks, because repentance always got to come forth before you receive the Holy Spirit. You will never receive the Holy Spirit if you are not willing to repent, to really come clean with the Lord on the things that's going on the inside. And the enemy always has the traps set up for people, because when you try to hide your sin, you have no victory. So, you know, it's easy to expose your sin to the Lord so that he'll be able to come in and do what he need to do and say, no hand, no ground to do what he got to do. You know, people amaze me because I'm like, look, the Bible said all sin have come short of the glory. And then another scripture says, if you say you have no sin, you a liar and the truth ain't in. So, you know, I'm one of these type of people right here. I'm like, look at here. Everybody, we done all did something. And so, you know, we had to, my something might not look like your something, but you know, we've all did something. And so we have to understand that God is a forgiving God and he's a deliverer. Yeah. Why do we need to do these things? Why do the pathway need to be made straight? Because if it's made straight, then obstacles can be removed. In order for the pathway to be straight, obstacles have to be removed. Your sin is an obstacle. That's why the scriptures say, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets you that you may run the race that's set before you. You can't even run the race if you got sin and weights on you. Okay, so in Exodus chapter 14, verse 16, it says, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Okay? And then we talk about obstacles being removed. You know, that's what happens when you, in order for you to go forward, God had gave Moses a way for the obstacle to be removed in order for them to be able to go on through. Joshua chapter 3, verse 17. Joshua chapter 3, verse 17 says, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. God might send you into a place right now that he wants you to be able to speak to the waters from the part. I mean, this is real talk. Y'all got to understand something. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I truly thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you why I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I've had experiences. I've had more than one tornado experience where God has had me to speak to it and for it to go away. I've had experiences where it was dry, there was no rain in sight in the forecast, and even on up to the moment that it happened, there was no rain in the forecast. And I've had God to tell me to speak because it was real hot, and I was like, God, I need to calm down some degrees. He told me speak to the sky for it to rain. Now, Prophet Junior sitting right here. Prophet Junior, did it not rain?
Yeah, it rained.
It rained. There was nowhere. Was it in the forecast?
No.
Nowhere in the forecast. No chance of rain. But you got to understand that, remember last week when I was talking to you all about Elijah? Not last week. I think that was 2 weeks ago. About Elijah. Elijah did the very same thing. He told King Ahab, he said, you know, he said, get up and get, he was telling him to get supplies because he said he heard a sound of abundance of rain. And he prayed over that rain. He kept sending his servant back to see what was going on until his servant seen a cloud the size of a man's fist. And he prayed until that rain came down pouring.
Yeah.
And it came down pouring. You got to understand the scriptures tell us that Elijah was a man of like spirit as we are. So if Elijah can do it, you can do it too. And he wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was upon him. I mean, I find it very odd that when we look at the Old Testament, there's a lot of miraculous things that we've seen the prophets do, and they wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. And here we are filled with the Holy Ghost, acting like we wimps. I was at the store last night, and I wanted to intervene in these people's conversations so bad. And the Lord was like, let it go. He said, like, let it go. This guy was talking to this lady. I guess it was something going on with some relative or something. And the doctors were giving them a thing. And he was saying, but this is what the doctor said. He like, you know, I'm not a doctor. They doctors. They such, such, such. He was pretty much saying, like, pretty much giving the doctors the last say. So I wanted to tell him so bad, man, the doctors don't have to say so over Jack. It's what you say.
That's right.
You have the power of life and death in your tongue.
Yes,
and if you speak those things that be not as though they are, do you realize there are unbelievers right now today that are unbelievers that be speaking, now I'm going to live, and they live through with stuff that they say that they're going to die from.
Yeah.
It's all in the power of your belief. If you believe in God, then these things can happen. There's things God wants you to experience in him. So in Proverbs 15, verse 19, it says, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. We talk about removing this obstacle. When you get that sin out the way, those obstacles are removed. God can make your pathway plain. The reason why people are so stuck in the stuff they're in is because of your sin. You gotta turn that sin over to the Lord. Okay, so then Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, "And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." That's when you have, when you giving God you confess your sins, then you can, it helps you to hear clearer what God is saying.
Yeah.
And that's for, that scripture is for those that say, "Oh, God don't speak in the audible voice." That scripture, matter of fact, let me go there and go into the basic English on that scripture. Hold on. What did I say? Isaiah 30, 21. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah. Okay, so verse 21 in the basic English on chapter 30 of Isaiah, it says, "And at your back, when you are turning to the right hand or to the left, a voice will be sounding in your ears saying, this is the way in which you ought to go." So anytime you hear a preacher tell you that God don't speak in the other voice, you need to take them to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. That's the reason why the scripture says his people perish for lack of knowledge. That's why folks be having stupidity. So you going to tell me that a demon can talk where you can hear them, but the Holy Spirit not going to talk where you can hear him? Oh, he just speaks to you. No, not all the time. Sometimes he speaks audibly.
Yeah.
He like, whatever you need, he going to do whatever he needs to do. Let's go to Isaiah 42, verse 16. "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." Y'all, that's a powerful, powerful promise. When you give God your sin, when you you repent and you come clean for the Lord, the Lord like, "Okay, I got you." He's like, "Okay, well, let me walk with you." He's like, because there are some dark areas in your life that you don't know is the reason why you get entangled in the things that you're getting entangled in. God is not like me. God knows exactly what's going on with us. He knows the causes of why things take place. There's been times in my life that I've fallen in sin in different areas, and I would be talking to God because I'd be like, "Man, I don't, know where this is coming from. I'm, I was repenting or whatever like that." And the Lord would break, he broke down to me where it came from.
Yeah.
Why it was taking place and all that, he gives you understanding. That's why the Bible tells us, "And all I get in the get and understanding." God will walk with you. He will help you.
Yeah.
He said, "And I will take the blind by a way of which they had no knowledge, guiding them by roads strange to them. I will make the dark places light before them and the rough places level. These things will I do and will not give them up." And I had to give it to you in the basic English. I want you to hear. Okay, y'all. Let me. So that's God providing the way for you. And so the obstacles need to be removed from the pathway, right? So in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." That's Isaiah 40, verse 4. Now, Isaiah 45, verse 2 says, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron." Man, that's a powerful. I want to get that in another translation. Ooh, God is just an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know about you, but I can feel the Lord.
Yeah.
I just thank him. He's worthy.
So he said, okay, in the basic English, he said, I will go before you and make the rough places level. The doors of brass will be broken and the iron rods cut in two. Let me tell you something. God would do that. Man, there's been times in my life that I was up under a lot of satanic attack. And I would be talking to God about these things. And I would hear God tell me certain things that he would get ready to do. He would tell me on certain days that the certain things were going to be broken off. And that he was true to his word.
Yeah.
Everything God said, he was true to his word. If you ever want to know if it's God, watch the progress of it.
That's right.
God always let you know. He'll confirm his word. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 11 says, and I will make all my mountains away, and my highway shall be exalted. God will make you, take you, bring you through some stuff. All right. If you, all you got to do is just put your hand in his hand. That's all you have to do. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7 says, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto you. Let me tell you something. When you walking in the Lord, ain't nothing can stand before you. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. This is Jesus talking. So, you know, when you hear these religious folks, and I'm going to say religious folks, tell you, oh, well, you know, that stuff was done back in the day. Jesus didn't put no time limit on that. He was like, if you have faith, he cursed that fig tree and that fig tree dried up. He was like, so you're going to do it. He said, you can speak to the mountain. But if you have faith right now, you can go out and speak to a mountain for it to be moved from its place where it is into yonder sea. But the thing is, do you have faith for it? See, it's all about knowing who God is and knowing who God is on the inside of you. Okay. Okay. So let's go further. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He sent him ahead. He sent John ahead so they can make the path straight. This is why God is wanting the path to be made straight. He wants you to walk in the kingdom authority that he has given to us before the foundation of the world. Matter of fact, the scriptures say we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. So if you are seated in heavenly places with Christ, then you need to learn how to rule from that place. How can you learn how to rule from that place if you're earthly minded? Mm. Okay, so let me go on. So he's saying all this stuff because there's got to be a spiritual preparation for these things, right? So let me give you some verses about the spiritual preparation for these things. Okay, let me pull it up. Okay. So let's look at 1 Samuel. And then look at chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 3 says, and Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. I'm going to do that in another translation, because everybody's stuff. And let me tell you something, especially in this time frame, let me tell you something. It is a lot. Okay, you heard me earlier say that my bachelor's is in theater arts, right? So when I was in that degree, I couldn't understand why God had me, you know, doing that, especially since I'm not doing no acting. I'm preaching the gospel, you know, and this is what I've done for, what's this, 2023? So this will be, I would be a pastor this year, 20 years. I've been a pastor for 20 years. I've been a preacher of the gospel 27 years. I mean, well, it'll be 28 years this year. 28 years this year.
So, majority of my life, more than half my life, I've been preaching the gospel. You know, more than half my life, I've been preaching the gospel. And I was like, God, I don't understand it. But being in the theater, I got to learn from the classes and stuff that I had to take a lot about paganism, the roots of the paganism, and what is in our society today that's still paganistic stuff. They wasn't talking to us from a spiritual standpoint, but God, because the Holy Ghost lived inside of me and I was learning the stuff, I saw the stuff. That's why there are certain things I do not put in my church. Certain things you will not see. If you physically come into We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Mission Incorporated building, there are certain things you will not see. And it's because of the things that God had me to learn. He had me to understand the curses attached to stuff, spiritual transferences and stuff that's attached to things. And people be like, oh, well, no. I'm like, I don't care how much you pray over it. If it's connected to something that is not of God, it's that presence of that is there. You know, and there's been times that God, there's things in my home when I learned about stuff that God had me to clear out, and I could literally feel the atmosphere clearing.
Yeah.
So you ought to understand, I had to learn a whole lot of stuff. And God was like, this stuff you're learning, he was like, Tamara, a lot of people don't want to do this. They want to hold on to this. They want to hold on to that. So I was in verse 3. So in the basic English, it says, then Samuel said to all Israel, if with all your hearts you would come back to the Lord, then put away all the strange gods and the Ashtaroths from among you, and let your hearts be turned to the Lord and be servants to him only, and he will make you safe from the hands of the Philistines. Now, just like this holiday that's coming up on Tuesday, that is a paganistic holiday. The roots of it is got to do with God worship. You know, God, idol God worship. And the symbols and stuff for this stuff, none of this stuff got anything to do with God. But you see a lot of churches fooling around with this stuff. I'm like, you're crazy. I'm like, this is not of God. And it's not about when you start talking about love, it's not about the phileo love, like the brotherly love or the God kind of love. It's the lust kind of love.
That's right.
And if you thought you was mistaken, look at what the symbol of all of it is. And when you walk in the stores, what they got, lingerie up. So they're telling you what that day is for. That, you know, that's for laying up. That's what it's really for. Okay, so let's free. Let's go on. Because I just done dipped in somebody's business and I can tell you like it. Where was I at? So we was in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3. And then, so let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19. You can't hear me? Can y'all hear? Oh, snap. I just cut y'all off. Lord Jesus. Yeah, I said this thing just cut. This devil, he's hot. I told you he got mad. What I said. I'm trying to connect back. Hold on, y'all. Just tell me. This is the devil. He is. Oh, that's what it is. It's the internet. Oh, the internet just gonna kick me out. Oh, honey, it's the internet that kicked me out. The internet.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I'm trying to see. Okay, I'm back now. Okay, can y'all hear me? No, I'm muted. Hello? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's the devil. He hot. He hot about what I'm saying. This is the stuff I be talking about with spiritual warfare. When I made those comments a while ago, and I told you I can feel people's spirits, so they're being upset and stuff. So the enemy does not want you to know the truth. He delights in the fact
of you walking in ignorance and being subjected to the curses that's related to all those things. Because there's curses related to it. No matter how much, you know, that's why God is always telling his people, he's like, come away from it. You know, separate yourself from this, separate yourself from that. Did y'all hear what I said? About the holiday. Y'all hear what I said about the holiday, right? Anybody? Y'all heard what I said a while ago before I got cut off?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what I was saying about the holiday on Tuesday, I said that holiday is in when he was talking about the scripture about idolatry. That is idolatry. It's paganistic, and it's related to a false god worship. And so it's not real love. And so if you go back and you find out the history of it and everything, you find out everything was attached to it. It's not about phileo love, you know, or like the love, you know, the agape love. It's about eros love. It's talking about congenital love. It's talking about lust. And so you know that that's what it is, because when you look at the everything, when you go into the stores and stuff, you're going to find a lot of laundry stuff, lingerie and all that, because the whole point of that holiday is sexy. It has absolutely nothing to do with God, but yet the church attaches a lot of stuff to it. And I'm like, okay, do you not see that you are providing curses? You know, you're doing all this stuff and it's not of God. And so this is things that you have to know. Then when he was talking about the idolatry and putting away the false gods, that's the kind of stuff he's talking about. But people don't know that because you don't study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divine the word of truth. Because a lot of problems that happen in people's lives is because they have curses attached to them by the things that they're doing. Okay, so you got to know what it is in order to come away from it, in order for the blessings of the Lord to come back. Now, I was trying to go to 2 Chronicles, I think it was, and that's when the thing cut off. 2 Chronicles. I'm going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29. How you tell me that God says 2 Chronicles chapter 29? How you going to tell me what I'm saying?
I was looking at it.
Like, this is the stuff I be talking about. She trying to run my service.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the next one.
You can't tell me what I'm looking at, though. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse
15.
Forgive me, Pastor. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 15. It said, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. And so, you know, I just told you a while ago, we're the church. You're physical. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you got to do these things to clean out your temple in order for the Lord to come on in. So let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 17. Luke chapter 1, verse 17 says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And so this is the point. There is a preparation for spiritual blessings. God wants his people to come back to him. So we're talking about personal purification. Now let's go to 2 Timothy. I don't know why, but let me that last verse I did. Let me do that in another translation. The Holy Spirit is like, do it in another translation. Hold on. I gotta be obedient to the Lord. I'm trying to hurry up, but I gotta be obedient. Now I said but a shakari diadoto. Okay, so he said, and he will go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, turning the hearts of fathers to their children. And wrongdoers to the way of righteousness to make ready a people whose hearts have been turned to the Lord. And so this is what's going on. God is like, I'm trying to get you to turn to me for the things that I want to do in this hour. Okay, so let's go to 2 Timothy.
if you don't know these things, then you are subjected up under a curse. And this is the reason why the enemy is doing the stuff he's doing. The church is being so loaded down with worldly things because he don't want the church to become what they really supposed to become. If you really knew who you was in Christ, you wouldn't be doing the things that you do. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So, you know, you have to read what he's talking about from the verses up to that point to get to the point of what he's saying. So why is this important? Because all this spiritual preparation is a preparation preceding the blessing. And so in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16, it says, and he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. They had to dig ditches. They had no water. Yeah. And God told them to dig ditches. You have to prepare for the blessing. You got to be obedient to what God is saying. So they dug the ditch. When they dug the ditches, they ended up getting water just from digging the ditches. And so 2 Kings, verse 17 in that same chapter says, for thus said the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. No rain, y'all. See, but we're talking about a God of wonders, a God of miracles. Hey. And he's the God that lives on the inside of you. Jesus. See, I don't understand how people don't understand that you got two-thirds of the Godhead living on the inside of you. Because if you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, then you got Jesus. And then if you receive the Holy Spirit, then you got the Holy Spirit. You got two-thirds of the Godhead. I'm like, do you not realize what kind of things that you should be able to do? And so, you know, so people look at this stuff with the satanic cultures and these witches and all this stuff, and they look at that, and some people, now everybody don't think the same way, because there's some people in the churches that's wicked that actually do witchcraft. But people, majority of people in the churches don't believe that stuff is real. They think that stuff is fake, and then they see the stuff that people doing, they see how they got powers and stuff, and if they don't understand it, the church have greater power than that. Because the Satan is nothing but a copycat. I was listening to something the other day, and they were talking about levitating, and they were saying how that's satanic. No, it's really not. Satan stole it. But levitating is actually something that can take place in the spirit realm. There was a priest years ago that they used to call the flying priest. He used to literally lift up off the ground and fly when he would be in the spirit. Folks be like, oh, well, that's not true. How you figure? Who you? Do you know God? We're talking about the same God. If you're reading your Bible, well, the which apostle was that? Well, he took him from one city to another. Philip. God took him from one city to another. Instantaneously. In the spirit. Caught him up. Delivered him from one city to another. He didn't have to fly. He had to take an airplane. He had to take a train. He had to drive a car. He got there faster than anything. So do you not think that that still don't happen today? But you wouldn't know that because you don't know God. You don't know the word of God. It's hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Ain't no devil in hell. Ain't no witch, no warlock stronger than the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of you.
Yeah.
But if you believe that, that's why the Bible said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's the reason why people can't come talk to me about false religions and build them. But you can't build jack up to me because I know the God I serve and I've experienced it. And I've had many experiences. Okay, let me go on. Where I was trying to go. Okay, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, I read verse 17, right? Okay, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 3 and 4. It says, then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Why is he using this as an example? Because that lady had to do preparation for the blessings.
Yeah.
You got to do preparation for the blessings. The first blessing is the filling of the Holy Ghost.
the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and if you already baptized, a fresh and filling. Okay, so then 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 says, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Okay, preparation. He had to prepare for the blessing. He had to wash in order to get it. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 says, the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the deserts a highway for our God. That's what Isaiah was talking about, what John the Baptist was going to do in the New Testament. Okay? So, ooh, glory to God. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. That is the preparation. You got to seek the Lord until he comes and rain righteousness. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm not telling you something that I ain't had to do myself. I've had to seek the Lord until he came and rain righteousness. Because you got to understand, there's times and seasons, there's different things that you go through in this life, and you're going to need the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to hurry up because I'm over the time frame than I normally do. Okay, let me hurry up. Ooh, Lord, I'm in the spirit, so I'm losing my place. I'm in Joel, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. It says, therefore also now say to the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenting him of the evil. John chapter 9, verse 7 says, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpretation, sin. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. You gotta prepare for the blessing. Okay, John chapter 11, verse 39 said, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he have been dead 4 days. So you got to understand, in order for him to come forth, the stone had to be moved. You got to walk in faith. You got to do what God tell you to do. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what nobody said. She thought it caused, hey, man, he's stinking for real. He good and dead, because they believed that after the third day, you was good and dead. That's why Jesus waited until after the third day, because he wanted them to know that, hey, I'm the resurrection in the life. And when I say what's going to happen, it's going to happen. When I say it's going to happen, ain't no devil in hell can stop what God says is going to happen. You got to walk in faith. You got to prepare the way. You got to have your heart cleansed of sin. You got to turn it over to Jesus and let him make it all right. Let me tell you something. So then when Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14 says, and one of the elders answered, said unto him, this is Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, and one of the elders answered, said unto him, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You got to make your robe washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to prepare the way of the Lord. You got to give it all to Jesus. You got to literally lay it out on the altar. Honey, this ain't the time to be playing. The devil is roaming like a lion seeking who he can devour. And he has devoured a lot of people in the church because their eyes are not stayed on Jesus. You got to take your eyes out of this world, the things of this world, and you got to put them back on Jesus. And you got to cry out until the Lord come and rain righteousness on you. And when he come and rain righteousness on you, did he give you supernatural abilities to do things that you never would have been able to do before? Yes. He'll make ways for you in places that you never thought would be made before. Let me tell you, he's a true blesser, but you got to prepare for the blessing. The sin is in the way and the weight is in the way. You got to get it out of the way. You got to cry unto the Lord. Make his path straight that he can come on in. That he can do what he want to do. Glory to God. Before God take the church up out of here, God wants there to be so many wonders and miracles to come forth out of the church. The three people know that there's a God that lived here. Hey. In the midst of the people. Because it's going to be so different when the church is taken up out of here. That's how people are going to know that the light is gone. When the church is taken up out, we are the light of the world. And so, because Jesus lives on the inside of us. And when we're taken up out of here, it's going to be so ugly. It's not going to look like anything that you ever, you know, thought about. It's going to be so much evil and destruction. It's a lot of evil looming here right now, but because we are here, we are preserving the earth. Do you realize the Bible says that we are the salt of the earth? We are the preserver of this earth. And God is looking for the church to get into their place that they're supposed to be in the spirit, that we can rule and reign the way God wants us to rule and reign. You're supposed to take dominion over your flesh. You're supposed to take dominion over the things of this earth. You're supposed to take dominion over demonic activity. And so people, when they be saying, well, I can't. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. And so I just want to encourage you today to just get in the spirit of God and make the pathway straight that God can come on in. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We ask you to bless every believer that's on this line on today, Lord God. Father God, bless them to make the pathway straight that you can come on in, Lord God, that you can do what you said you were going to do in the midst of your people, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for satisfying us, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, Lord God, for doing a new thing and causing it to spring forth, Lord God. We just glorify your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 We just praise your name, Jesus. We praise you for everything that you've done, Lord. We praise you for everything you're getting ready to do, Lord God. And I'm asking you, Lord, to move the mountains of fear out of people's lives. Somebody is walking in fear about something that you want to bring them up out of, Lord. And so we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will bring them out, Lord God, with a shout. That, Lord God, they will realize that, Lord God, that you've been with them, Lord God, and that you told us that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So I pray a sound mind over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray your grace, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, for your grace is sufficient and it is enough. And so, Lord, I pray right now that, Lord God, that you would show them who you are, Lord God. Ooh, in the midst, oh, glory to God. Show them, Lord God, who you are in the midst of what they're going through, Lord God. For you said the battle is not theirs, but it belongs unto the Lord. So we thank you, Lord God, for doing this thing in your people and causing it to spring forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you, let this word soak into our spirits, oh God, that we will hear from God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to allow Prophet June to give the announcements, and then as she gives announcements, I'm going to come back and pray for the tithes and offerings. So I'm going to let her do the announcements right now.
Oh, younger.
How y'all doing? You know, when Pastor was giving the scriptures, I know she had said Jose, it's Hosea. Y'all know Pastor, she be getting caught up, and so a lot of times she say Jose. As you all know, if you pay your tithes, your offerings, go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. If you're a visitor on the line, as you would if you were in the building, you give an offering, go to that same website. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button and you can do an offering. Also, if you don't have a church home and you like to pay your tithes into this ministry, you can go there as well. For those of you who did not get an opportunity to do your seed on last week, those of you who are members, you know the avenue to do that. If you're a visitor on the line and you'd like to give a love offering to Pastor, you can text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626. And she'll forward the information to you so that you'll be able to do that. And y'all know we in a new year. Go ahead and start doing your pastor appreciation. If you have any questions for me, y'all know how to contact me. And I'm going to be praying, we gave you all a method to be able to do it on last year. If you've forgotten about that, you know, you can contact me and I'll tell you what God gave us, you know, so that way, you know, you'll be able to do it and have everything done on time. And so I thank you all. Also, the Lord, I had forgot
when Pastor was up preaching, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, okay. Ma'am.
Okay. When Pastor was up preaching, the Holy Spirit had started talking to me, and he had told me to say something. I had forgotten all about it until I was getting ready to get up, and he said something to me. You know, when she was giving you all the information about this holiday that's coming up on Tuesday, the Lord told me to recall those, because I know Pastor has done extensive teaching in our ministry about those things that we put our hands to that's like idolatry. And the Lord told me to bring back to your remembrance the scripture. The scripture says that for your knowing, for your unknowing, you'll be whipped with few stripes. But for your knowing, you'll be whipped with many. And he said in this ministry, the truth has been given, yet a lot of us still do the opposite of it. And, you know, this is not the hour nor the season to be doing things that's not of God. God is very serious in this hour and this season. A lot of things, you know, in the past where, you know, there used to be a time where, you know, you could go on and on and on, you know, and it seemed like the, you know, things would happen, you know, and it would take some time. It's not like that anymore. And so the Lord told me to tell you all, he said, take your hands off of the accursed thing. This is not the hour nor the season to be doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing. So when you're doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, you know the truth about it. What you're telling God is, I'm going to do what I want to do. And so he told me to let you all know that. And I thank you.
Okay, I'm getting ready to pray for the tithes and the offering. It was something I was going to say, and I forgot because she came back and said that it was something I was going to tell y'all. And I forgot what it was. Oh, the Holy Spirit told me to tell people, don't forget that you should pay tithes off of your income tax. And the Lord told me, he said, y'all going to see a lot of changes in your income taxes on this year. But the Spirit of God said, he said, trust me. He said, because there's some things he's getting ready to do. And that's one of the reasons why he had me talking about the supernatural. I mean, it's so many things God want to do. There's people in this ministry that you're supposed to be financially in certain places, but you're not, because you will not do what he's telling you to do. And he was like, you're in the way of what he wants to bring forth in your life. And he was like, it's not happening. You know, this ministry is simple. I'm not like a lot of other churches that tell you do this and do that. He just pay your tithes and offerings. That's all he tell us to do. Because the scripture says that he rebuked the devil for our sake, and he would open up the windows of heaven for the blessing we would not have room to receive. And I know I get so sick and tired of talking to people about their tithes and offering, because people be feeling like, I want their money. And it's not what it is. You need some money. You need an avenue open up for you. And I can tell you that it's only going to happen with being obedient to what God said to be obedient to. Okay, so, because for some of those, we're like, oh, that's Old Testament, where Jesus addressed it in the New Testament. So,
when she said that, also be mindful, if you're doing a side business, any side hustle you have, that's still an increase. Make sure you're paying your tithes and your offerings off of that. Because when she said that a few minutes ago, the Holy Spirit told me to make that announcement.
That's another thing I've seen in this ministry. God be talking, and y'all don't understand, God be talking to me about money. When I be praying over people's finances and stuff, he talks real clearly to me about money with that stuff. So let's pray. Y'all can't hear me? Y'all saying y'all can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
When you was talking, you went away. You went away when she said about the increase. It's like her voice went away.
She said if you got businesses, that you need to make sure that you're paying your tithes off your side businesses. That's what she was saying. Okay, so let us go into prayer. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to please forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Lord, take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, I pray for people's finances on this line, Lord. And you, Lord God, even as they're paying their tithes and offering, Lord, you said in your word, Lord, you said that, Father, you told us to prove. You said, bring ye the tithes and offerings to the storehouse that they'll be meeting in your house. And you told us to prove you. So, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, proving you at your word in the name of Jesus. It's the only place in the white Bible, God, where you tell us to prove you. So we prove you at your word today, Lord God. And we asking you to make a way where there is no way, Lord God. We thank you for honoring the prayers that's already been prayed. That, God, you've been giving people bonuses on their jobs. You've been giving people increases, Lord God. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue to do that for your people, Lord God. That you would bless your people when other people are suffering financially. That they will be upheld, oh God, and that they will be stable and they will prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the decline, let there be a blessing over their heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for those who see into my life, you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. And so, Father, I pray for a prophet's reward over their life, oh God. I pray that, Father, they'll be able to draw from their seed whatever they need to draw from their seed, and let the favor of God be upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know why, but I hear you, Holy Ghost. Somebody need peace. So I pray for peace in people's homes, God, peace in their minds, oh God, peace on their jobs, Lord God. And so we peace in relationships, oh God. And so we just ask you in the name of Jesus to let the spirit of peace, oh God. You said you would sanctify us holy in your peace. So I pray for peace over your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, I'm asking you for special finances for your people, Lord God. God, there's many people on this line that is suffering. And I pray that, Lord, you will bring it to pass even on this week, oh God, that they would get money from places they never expected for it to come. Even let the enemies give unto their bosom. Hey. And I snatch down every negative word out of atmosphere 1 and 2. I curse it at the root, God. Every word that was spoken over them, Lord God, that for them not to be able to make it, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that those words will be destroyed, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, I speak over them prosperity, Lord God. I speak finances. I speak increase, oh God. And you said whatever key decree that shall it be. So I speak and I decree it over their life, Lord God, for money to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus. I pray for families, relationships to turn around, God. I pray for out of order children to be delivered and set free, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring everything to pass that you promised, oh God. For you are God, hallelujah, hey, of glory. Peace, oh God. You are God of security, Lord God. And we live and we move and we have our being in you, Lord God. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let this be a marked year in people's life that God's hand was upon them, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, if you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, that is 214-507-3626. And know that you can go on to Facebook, We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. Or you can go on the website, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. And, you know, go on there, start looking for stuff for me to post on there. To be encouraged unto you and, you know, for God to just begin to move in your life. I pray that you will have a connection with God on this week like you never have before. Yeah. I pray for a Holy Ghost explosion in your life in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, I'm going to end the call. God bless you.